Hey, AfterBuzz TV listeners, want to share your opinions, give feedback, or tell us what you're thinking? Send us a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send us audio that might end up in a future episode of our after show. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform we use to publish and distribute our podcast to you for free. You can send us voice messages about all sorts of topics. Questions you have for us, what you thought of the latest episode on this TV show, what you think of our format, who should we have on the show, something you want us to do better, your impression of one of the characters, anything you can think of. We'll see all of your messages and we might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send us voice messages right now from wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in the show notes. We can't wait to hear from you.
Oh my goodness, the return of Prince Pretty, the undisputed era. Johnny Gargano's music is still trash, but I got a whole bunch of people with me on this panel, man. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Oh, DJ, thank the Lord. Thank DJ, you. I was getting very nervous. DJ, man, all right, y'all. Yo, all right, yo, welcome everybody to the NXT AfterBuzz After Show. That's my music on in the background when I was like a young whippersnapper. I'm very, very happy to have this panel, man. This panel is very dark this evening, but it's all good, man. It's very chocolatey. I got the cocoa butter on. There's cocoa people on the panel. Coco Cena over here. But let me start to my far left. DJ Extraordinaire, man. My guy, man. The New Yorker. Flow beat toe.
What up, MT Mac?
What up, man? What's going on?
I'm good.
And my girl next to him, man, listen, scentedin.com, sent it in, cocoa butter, sent it in. I'm wearing it right now. Shout out to Scented In right now. Yo, this joint's lit, yo. It smells like chocolate. I smell like a chocolate cookie for real. But it's my girl, TK Trinidad. What's good,
what's up? Shout out to Barry Matt.
Yo, what up, Pop? What up? External Shockwave, you've been in the chat chilling for a while, so I do want to shout you out. What's going on, man? Tashnik Moore, what's good? I appreciate you guys coming in as usual. I know we everyone knows the results beforehand, but it's good to like suspend disbelief for like 5 seconds because I don't know anything until I watch the show on Wednesday. Agreed. So it's really cool when you guys come in the chat and talk to us. You was good. Dan was good.
The other white guy that used to be here works for NXT. Johnny. Shout out to Johnny.
You mean the other white guy, Johnny, man?
Yeah. The other white guy.
Was he the only white guy?
The other, these are the only, the other, yeah.
Well, I guess you could carry Jim as, Jim's
I forgot about Jim already.
Well, I mean, he's a heel, like, I'm considering, like, the white guy, like, Johnny's, like, the real white guy.
You see Jim Dance on Monday?
Johnny, the guy you can take your kids, yeah. Man. Johnny, Jim is, like, the bad boy, always with a little jacket, walking around like Johnny Cash, man.
Yeah.
Cool,
man. Before we get started, I want to talk about, just one thing, you know, former WWE wrestler, NXT broadcaster Percy Watson he's quit WWE, and I hate the word quit. I hate that word. That word has a negative connotation. He literally just resigned and left for different inventors. Quit is like implies that you gave up. That you just gave up. You don't want to do it no more. Everything just stopped. I'm like, no, some people just get a thing. They pursue a thing. He wants to pursue acting is what the report is. Shout out to Dave Metzger, but like it's like he wants to pursue acting. So I don't think he necessarily quit. He just went on to a different endeavor.
Here's how we know that it's not like a legit quit, meaning that they still talked about him after he left.
Right.
If they still talking about you after you leave on a broadcast, then you good. He can always come back. So that means he left on really ideal circumstances.
Flo, what say you to not just to him leaving, what say you about any person that has a good spot, they're doing well, they're doing something they actually like to do, and they drop that to do something that they love and they're passionate about. What do you say about a person that does that?
You only got one life to live, man. Mm-hmm. I know we're all in the entertainment business, and we all have that opportunity where we're in a certain situation where we're doing something, but there's always that next level to switch things up. So if he didn't go for it and he wasted his prime years doing something that he thought coulda, woulda, shoulda, then what's the point, you know?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer. He's 37 years old. I'm a firm believer in when people don't understand, like a lot of people don't understand that kind of mentality because they're stuck in their little towns and they talk about people that pursue their goals. The person that goes and fails, literally now they know they went and failed.
Yeah.
The person that never does it, they could have been like, man, I coulda did that, but I didn't do it.
I got so ideas, bro.
I love the person that crashes and burns, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to remember that he's been in films. Like, he was in The Hate U Give.
Yep.
Like, so he's been in films. So he has a little bit of a track record. Mm-hmm. So he did it the right way. Like, he set his ducks up. He probably has his agent. All that stuff. He's good. And guarantee if he comes back next week or next year and says, look, I want to come back, WWE will make room for him.
Yeah, I'm a firm
believer. Because WWE could be petty.
Yeah, they could be. But I'm a firm believer, and I like when people that can leave, they leave on good terms. Yeah. You don't always got to burn and build him down. You don't got to go walk out like Jerry Maguire all the time. You know what I mean? You know, like, so, like, I think it was amicable. They're still, when they still speak about you, it's a good thing. He went to him, probably pulled somebody to the side. Like, listen, man, this has like been a dream of mine forever. I got a couple things out there that actually got that's popping a little bit. Yeah. I would love to come back in some capacity if y'all will have me, but I gotta go. They're probably like, best of luck in your future endeavors. Yeah. Throw the peace sign out. So best of luck to old Percy Watson.
But, Showtime, Percy Watson.
He has a really black name, right?
Yeah.
So black.
From like the '60s.
You can't say that without being like, yeah, like just old school, like Percy. But open on the Undisputed Era, man. Y'all know how much I love the Undisputed Era, man. Johnny Gargano interrupts, then the Riddle surprises them because of what happened last week. Talk to me about the Undisputed Era, Johnny Gargano's terrible music, and Matt Riddle surprising him. Flobo, what say you?
I was glad they were together. The UA are back together in full strength. I mean, if you're going to tease it and do it, just do it. But this whole drawn out thing was kind of weird. And it shows to me more than ever that Adam Cole carried that promo. As much as I love Johnny Gargano, and I know we hate Jim for hating on Johnny, Adam Cole was in the class by himself in the opening promo.
Class.
And it totally exposed Johnny on that end. And he said, okay, one too many times. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Matt Riddle with that entrance, though, with the flip-flops.
My guy, man.
That's how you know that you're comfortable. Like, you know he's comfortable with who he is. He's comfortable taking up a notch. He's comfortable in the ring. He's just like...
This is my guy.
Living, that's how you... unless he's acting, he's a really good actor. But that looks like he's just living his best life.
I try to... Listen, I told you, I don't usually gush over wrestlers. This is my... This is my guy, man.
I'm so surprised that he's like an a-hole in person. I will say that
I love this floating bro today. I will give you that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Is he growing on you a smidgen?
Yeah, he's always growing on me.
I know what you're saying from when 3 weeks ago when we were talking about it. Like, I know what you mean by... I don't think you don't want it to be like an Elias situation, do you?
Want to be stuck in that gimmick and it's be like...
Yeah, it probably will be.
I guess the reference I have is the Dark Ages, the mid-2000s WWE, when they had Tyler Rex as a face. Oof. And they brought him out the surfer music, and he had a little hang 10, and his balance makes sure he's good on the ropes, and he never got out of that. They turned him heel, and he could not get out of being the surfer dude.
And what I was trying to convey, when I try to convey the messages to people that don't know why I have an affinity for this guy, not besides things he's been doing things I haven't seen from a powerhouse in a while and coming in doing and kind of staying true to his shtick, man. People don't know, man, his mom is ridiculous.
Okay.
His mom looks like she's 27 years old, man.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No. I'm keeping it because LSU two-time All-American gymnast, Olympic lifter, power lifter.
Yeah.
If you see them next to each other, right hand to God, look like brother and sister.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Bro, I was like, oh, this dude's been, his mother's been training him since he was young, man.
Like a Ronda Rousey type thing.
Like food, nutrition, this dude is, when you see his mom, you're like, that's his damn older sister.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, he has this athletic pedigree, and he has this woman behind him with this pedigree, and it's like one of those things where I'm like, this dude, hopefully he sticks on the right track and just sticks to what he's doing. They have a plan for him. Like, they clearly are featuring him more. He was out there. He has a match at TakeOver that has no implications at all. Just going to be a good match with two great wrestlers.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be very, very, very. I'm telling Mom, be powerlifting, man. Still
crazy,
throwing up the weights, man.
Clanging bang.
But with that being said, they teased Regal teased that 4-team ladder match at TakeOver. Is this TakeOver just on its own?
Yeah, TakeOver 25.
Because it's like 25th. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think, TK? What do you think about this match? What do you think comes out on top? Like, how do you like the implication of a ladder match as opposed to just like a fatal four-way thing?
I like the ladder match. Who's in it again?
Street Profits, Forgotten Sons.
Forgotten Sons, the Orny, Logan, and Birch.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And who am I missing?
Chat Raw, please. We're missing somebody. Who is the fourth? Who is the fourth person in there? But yeah, but they have that. It's for the the Raiders are not in that, or are they?
No, they relinquished the title.
So they relinquished the title. So
no one can beat us, bro.
Up for grabs. That's a smart way of getting them to retire without getting beat by somebody.
Yeah,
protect them on the main roster, I suppose.
I guess so.
Who do you think has the early advantage? I thought it was going to be the Forgotten Sons, but after that great showing by the Street Profits,
yeah,
it's weird.
It's I mean, I'm sure they're not going to win it, but it seems very more now than ever the Street Profits Stars are being presented. I won't say booked. They're being presented as a formidable attack team. It's their time. They're playing around with the Sippy Cups. I know how much you love that stuff. They're now being seen as a legitimate threat. Even if they may not win the titles, I would give it to the Forgotten Sons.
Oh, Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era, duh.
Thanks, DJ.
Wow, yeah. It's just such a forest brand wine. I wouldn't forget about them.
Riddle's mom and his wife look
right. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Mom is shredded.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing here in the chat. Seeing here on your laptop.
Yeah. Right? It's crazy.
I was distracted. I was like, I need to look at
No, seriously. Yeah. Like, just an athletic family, man. He's one of the, like, people don't understand, like, when you're in a stable of athletes, man, since birth, man, like you have advantages that people don't have. When your mom's a power lifter and a gymnast and you're growing up, like, she like, yo, you gonna eat like this, you're gonna train like this, you're gonna run like this, you're gonna do this.
Yeah, that begs the question. How old was Matt Riddle when he had his first Happy Meal? Like 18?
Like real talk.
Secret in college.
I wouldn't give my kids Happy Meals.
It's poison on the side. Listen, man, I was listening to a report where they said bottled water will give you cancer, man. Like, everybody, anything kill you, don't it, man? I swear, man, I can't even walk outside, man. Like, I was like, this is poison. Like, I walked outside, they said bottled water can kill you on the report.
I'm
like,
bottle.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's the plastic bottle. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm just holding out my hands, man. Just drinking my hands. Let me just.
You're gonna walk into 7-Eleven with your hands open.
On a side note about, like, literally, like, just like really ruining children's lives, man. I knew this guy back in Maryland, man. He was like, they're really big on like health and stuff like that, which you're supposed to be. I wouldn't live till I'm 100 years old. And they were like, yeah, you know, my kid goes trick or treating. I go, yeah, okay, cool. I was like, that's great. I said, when does he get the candy? He goes, oh, he doesn't get the candy.
He just does the app.
We take the candy. It's Evan, trick or treating is about going trick or treating. I go, what?
You can't catch and release candy.
Yeah, you can.
No,
you can't.
Then don't go outside, then. You're wasting your time.
I go,
people catch and release fish
I said, bro, right? Honestly, as a friend, I'm telling you right now, the child's hard work all night is the candy's the reward.
Yes.
I promise you, the knocking on the door saying trick or treat means nothing.
That is what you teach the child. Like, I have a friend.
To disappointment?
No, because you attach candies and all that stuff with pleasure. That's what you're teacher, okay, if you're good, you're gonna give your child candy. My friend's child, we're at the grocery store, the guy offered her candy, she's like, no, I'm good. Yeah. And she's like three.
You know, I get that, but that's a different thing. I didn't grow up being like, I'm gonna get candy and be good. What I'm trying to say is, trick-or-treating was a cool thing.
Yes, exactly.
It was just cool.
Different
thing. Don't ruin the cool thing, man. Exactly. They took his candy away.
Easter egg hunt with celery sticks and stuff. That ain't right.
Where does the candy go? They said the trash is in the trash.
The trash.
Yeah, because they don't attach the candy. Then it's not a thing.
Yo, heel TK in the house. Hates candy.
I love when parents take away good things from kids.
I hate candy, but I'm not going to give candy to my children.
Candy is so good.
I know.
So we got this.
It's also a luxury.
This, man, I never thought I'd hear somebody poo-poo trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's Canada nonsense. They got like one traffic light up there. They got barely running water.
Wow.
Canada, I don't know. Y'all are weird.
Great
y'all
education
can drink
system.
Y'all can drink when y'all
great
nine.
Healthcare.
Like, it's weird there.
Y'all got served by the ton, but no care.
Yeah.
Y'all, the only thing I give y'all props for is y'all universal healthcare. That's it. But,
the problem is, it's dope, too. All right.
Drake's fire, too. But listen, that's what we got Sean Maluda versus Mansoor. Y'all see how I'm killing time, because y'all know this show wasn't that long. And I'm setting up the best part of the show. I'm building up. I'm building. It's a slow build. So Sean Maluda versus Mansoor.
Yeah.
The match that no one cared about. Not saying they were right and wrong for caring or not caring, but
it was a good intro. Meaning, like, I mean, this is what NXT is for.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's debuting athletes, you know, that you know are not ready for the main roster. This is what NXT was, and it just so happens they have cameras there.
Sure.
So you know, we might not see them for another couple months.
But they did want to see them work. You get a chance to work. You get like the fans didn't know what the thing is. I felt like they thought it was coming out of nowhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I like good wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They can wrestle. Who do you think the football?
This match tonight was actually the most important match tonight, which sounds weird on the surface. But I will say this: after WrestleMania with the NXT call ups, we were worried about where's their direction NXT is going into. Also, with the Performance Center being established in Europe and in the Middle East with the last Saudi Arabia tour, we're going to see these talents come from that part of the world. So we saw a product of that in Mansoor. His in-ring work was okay, had good conditioning, and definitely has a finishing move that's way better than Elias's on the main roster. So there's a lot of things.
His move's nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, right? So there's a lot of things you can pull from and say, hey, this kid has a bright future. Even Maluda has a bright future. The match itself and that second spot. That second segment's always that huh, match. And that's what we got. So
yeah, it's interesting. You're right about the in-ring work. I think he might have had a little bit of butterflies.
Yeah.
You know, a little nervous.
I mean, it's definitely if you do in-ring work in front of a crowd versus in-ring in front of a television, like in front of cameras.
It's true, man.
Like, it's always different.
It's a different vibe. Yeah. You've been on the big stage. You've been a track star. You've been on the big stage. It's a little different. You do what you do, but you're like, damn, there are these people in this.
There are people who choke.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. This is the same track, but now it's filled with people in the bleachers.
Yeah.
People that know you, it's a weird, people don't know what, man, the great athletes, man, people have no idea. They have a different type of gear, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to always go through that little anxiety thing, and then it would just, I'd get over it like second quarter or whatever. But some people, man, it can define your entire performance.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a couple practice champs.
I remember the great legendary Shaun White, the greatest snowboarding final run in the history since, I don't care, we have 10 billion years from now. Mm-hmm. It was the most clutch performance I've ever seen on a Olympic stage in my entire life. Mm-hmm. He literally could not have made any mistake, had to do everything he had to do, land everything, and he got the gold medal in his last run as a, so this dude doesn't, pressure is nothing to Shaun White.
Still.
He's been doing this since he could crawl. I'm like, that's clutch.
Yeah.
Like, so when I see that kind of perfection in athletes, man, and I see young athletes, Mansoor, coming up and trying to make a name for himself and trying to do his thing, always cool to see. Yeah. With that being said, man, the sweet scented smell of the scented in cocoa butter must mean it's TK Boudoir, man. Hey.
Oh, thank God Jim is not dancing.
Because that just throws everything off. Everybody in the chat gets all confused and delirious.
So definitely shout out to Velveteen Dream. He kind of hit that, like,
the tassels
and the hair. He like did a little press and go with
pinstripe
the hair.
Joint fresh.
Definitely shout out to his. Well, I guess it's gonna be his. What is happening? So Prince Petty. So is he officially back on NXT?
That, but I know we get into that. But is he in the boudoir?
Yeah, he's in the boudoir for sure. Because it's just like now you have a storyline for Velveteen, because we didn't have one necessarily last week. So this is good. And then definitely shout out to Candice LeRae. She's finally, you know, getting her chops, and hopefully you see her every week.
Yeah, man. Appreciate all you guys in the chat, of course. Thank you for letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Everybody, give us 5 stars on every major platform. Subscribe, like, everything after Buzz. I will come to your house and personally just click the subscribe button for you. But
what are you doing here?
Like, yo, you ain't subscribed. You ain't get a 5-star click.
And so, you just leave.
They're like, what? Do a selfie real quick.
Yo, no autographs.
Shout out to you, of course. Kyle Franklin in the chat. DJ Sip, of course. Zeno Wild, of course. Dan, what's good? TK's in the chat. What's good, girl? Charlene, what's really good? Jenna James, as usual. Oh, my man, Johan Pena, what's really good?
Bosa,
the GM, was really, really good. So, my favorite part of the night, we get to the return of Prince Pretty Tyler Breeze. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, man. I love this guy. I was so disappointed that he did not get popping off, and the fans did not embrace him. And then embrace him because he had the perfect shtick, the whole selfie era, the whole social media era. It was a perfect thing. It was lightning in a bottle, and they didn't embrace him. The mainstream audience is period, point blank, did not embrace him. Mm-hmm. They did not. And we've been calling for it. I'm telling you, I'm taking all the credit. This whole panel, all of us on this panel, everybody in the Raw panel, we taking all the credit for this. We always come on here and we keep harking back. What should they do? Mm-hmm. Why not bring back some of the OGs and wrestle and give great matches if you're not getting any work?
Right.
If you're not doing anything, if you're sitting around just doing house shows. This dude's about to get a match at TakeOver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TakeOver 25.
Yeah.
That's the biggest match he's gonna have since he left NXT.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. So, like, it's one of those things where I like that he came back. He's gonna take the L, unless they really are losing their mind and give him the North American title. Mm-hmm. But I think he's there to give a great storyline to Velveteen Dream and have a great match. And I think Breeze is like, yo, this is gonna be great. What say you guys about the return of Prince Pretty?
What
what's going on?
Happened is the other part of Fandango, like, did he get
the
injured?
The Breeze Dongo thing, whatever.
Yeah.
It was an injury on Fandango's part, but I'm not sure if he's healthy.
He's had a few of those, man.
Okay. Because I feel like even though they weren't hitting popping mainstream, the whole Fashion Police thing was going really well.
Yeah.
And I think if there was an injury, we probably would see them not necessarily in the ring, but definitely doing backstage stuff.
Yeah, it was it's one of those things where they're making a mountain out of a molehill. They were doing the best they could with what they got. I know people like that stuff. I don't personally. I think it's if you're not wrestling and you're not winning, I don't give a damn about your backstage segments. Yeah. I just don't,
but
man.
That's what
I do not care about your little skits and your little sketches and your little TV shows. Yes. I don't give it. At the end of the day, you need to bust somebody in the ring. You need to win in the ring.
Yeah, but that's what we were talking about before the show started. Damn. There's people who they're always striving towards success, meaning that if they get to a point and they're sitting on the bench,
a point of contention.
The fact that they're in the NBA sitting on the bench is not good enough for them.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
And they will burn everything down in order to get that. People who are like, I'm sitting on the NBA bench.
I'm in it.
Make it high six figures or to $1 million.
My family's good. Like I'm good.
Yeah.
Right. Like we were talking about Alicia Fox. We were talking about other people who they're very consistent in just being that middle person. When they called up, they do it. Then they just disappear.
I respect that. I don't. What I when it gets bogged down to the whole. I guess I put it like this. I just like when I see great competitors, I like to see them wrestle.
Right. Right.
If they weren't good, I wouldn't care.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like Fandango was really good. I remember when Triple H cut that promo and blamed the fans for why Fandango wasn't popping. He literally mentioned him by name. He's like a great talent like Fandango. Yeah. That was from the heart, mm-hmm. saying he believed in his ability. So when I see guys with great ability, I like to see them wrestle. And I was ecstatic when I seen Tyler Breeze. He gonna get to wrestle a hell of a match against an up-and-coming competitor, win, lose, or draw. They could steal the show, man.
Yeah.
They really could.
But then, again, it's somebody who's like striving for greatness. They'll consider NXT I've been there and done that. I'm not doing that.
That's so true. You're right. It's a mentality thing. Yeah. But what say
it's
you about...
It's a guy's promotion.
Yeah. what's your...
You know what? The thing about Tyler Breeze is the 3 seconds he came out and you saw just his feet, you're just like, this guy's a star.
Straight up,
you
bro.
Almost forgot about the stuff in the main roster. It was nice. It was just throwback.
Bro, I was, my wife was on break. I was in there. I went crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, is that Breeze? My wife was like, because she remembered. That's when she first started watching NXT. Mm-hmm. She's like, is that Tyler Breeze?
Yeah.
I said, yes.
And I just love NXT's like talent doing that. Like, they'll make someone look like you're special, even though you haven't seen them that ring in, three, 4 years?
The crowd. The crowd
loved them. Yeah, it wasn't like, who is this? It wasn't like, boo.
And I just like that. I like that moment. Like I said, win, lose, or draw is going to be a great thing. And like, it's one of those things where, especially when you meet a guy like Breeze a few years ago when he was just at NXT years back, and I meet him in person. He's class. I pull for people like that, man. Mm-hmm, He's not like who you think he is. He's not his persona whatsoever.
Okay.
To me, which takes real ability. It's no disrespect to people like, I am my character. That's cool. But I like people that are able to be different than who they are.
Right.
And that
right.
kind of acting. Like, Tyler Breeze is the most... He's like, I said, can we take a selfie? He's like, of course we can take a selfie. He's like, so different.
Yeah.
But he's super kind and considerate. He's not that cocky guy that takes a selfie. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
And so I pull for people like that. So I was excited to see him. Everybody in the chat's tripping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
since
sure.
the chat went on, it was like, Breeze. So like, I think we're excited to see a person come back. I don't know why they don't do that more. It's not necessarily a demotion.
Well, I mean, it depends on the person.
You're right, though.
You says Fandango is healthy, and she believes he's still training. And then also, too, you have to consider that a lot of these people have families. They don't live in Florida.
It's true.
So, they get a certain amount of days off. Like, literally, maybe 2 days of the week or something like that. I was talking to Ariel, or we were talking to Ariel Monroe about their schedule with Cedric. And it's just like...
They work. And they have a kid.
Right.
Their schedules are nuts.
So you have the choice of spending time with your family and doing stuff at your home because you haven't seen your home in a week.
Right.
Or you can go... You know what I'm saying? If you had the option... You would, do the family thing. So it just kind of depends too on what's going on in the people's lives.
What would you be like, Flobo, if you were Fandango and you got the call up, you're not being utilized much. How would you feel? Would you be that guy that's like, y'all want to get on more? I like being on this roster. I like doing these random house shows.
Sure.
What kind of person would you be if you had the exact path that Fandango had?
I think it's kind of like a morphing thing. Because at first you're going to have a period of time and go, I'm in the main roster. This is WWE. This is what I came for. This is the thing. But after a while, if you're trained all your life to wrestle and you wrestle in training performance center and you're wrestling just to get people warm, you kind of miss that crowd, no matter how small the crowd is. Mm-hmm. I've done as a comedian. I've done stage shows or 1,000 people large, and then I go and I do. I do open mics. We have 2 or 3 people. Mm-hmm. You can't go in front of a mirror and be like, "Well, yeah, I did my jokes today."
Right?
Is that the same feeling at all? You need that feedback to know that you are working on your craft. And props for that.
What about you, Tiki? I know what kind of person you are, but if you were Tyler Breeze and you got the same call out, but you're a female wrestler, where would you be at?
Yeah, it just really depends on your mentality. Like, if you've been working for something for so long and you finally get to like that mountaintop, the last thing you want to do is like go back to something.
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?
Right. But again, if you're, you know, in somewhere like a WWE where, you know, they have a lot of people in the locker room getting that time.
Yes, they do.
You know, it just really depends on where you are and the self-awareness and what your end goal is. Right. Because you can get, because they're all considered superstars.
Right.
You know, how many people want to be with WWE and they don't even get the chance because of, you know, medical issues and stuff like that. They'll never reach WWE.
We talk about this all the time about how as far as like what people do and how they think and their mentality. You're right. It's about what kind of person you are. I was watching the podcast and I forget what wrestler was talking, but it was amazing how everyone's like how AJ Styles signed a 5-year deal and people don't realize where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles has been busted. He has been going through the tables, flipping around.
Like the Kevin Hart of wrestling.
He really is, seriously, going around New Japan, butting his head through tables. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't understand. People don't get like, he wants to chill, man.
Yeah.
He literally, exact quote was like, it's a PG show. I have kids mm-hmm. that can watch the product. They can watch me.
He goes, and he can see his kids during the week.
That's what he said. That mm-hmm. He said that. Everyone's like, what 5-year deal? Because they know, you know, you're missing the point. I think he's done after this.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be 46 years old.
Wow.
After the 5-year deal, he'll be 46 years old. And people don't understand what people's mentality in contentment is mm-hmm. a very underrated thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I've done it all. Mm-hmm. What the hell would you want me to do?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I've literally done everything in the world. Why does everyone think everybody want to like go to AEW? Everyone want to go here? Like, I got this 5-year deal. I'll be 46 years old. Mm-hmm. My kids will be this age. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm making a lot of money in WWE. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And people don't understand what when you're making money putting your head through a table, but then you're making four times as much not putting your head through a table, what that can do to a mentality.
No,
he's
true.
Earned his stripes, man.
Right.
He earned his stripes. So like, so
and
he's
can exit, and he can exit in a very good place, too. I mean, some people don't have that opportunity.
They don't.
You know, they're chasing that. So, I mean, he's in a very good place, but that's, again, how many people at WWE could say that?
You're right. That's what I mean. From the extreme to the low. Like there's different.
I mean, look at Titus. Like he's working, but we saw him for the first time in months since last year.
Actually, in the ring.
But
yeah,
I think literally.
Oh, he does all the appearances, but like in the ring.
Yeah, in the ring, but even like TV time. I think the last time we saw him was like October or November or something like that.
Absolutely.
So it's just, but again, we see him on red carpets and WWE's talking about him. So that means they're in a good, even though.
Yeah, he's in a good place.
Yeah, so. Even though hypothetically there's still the rumors that, you know, he pissed somebody off. Obviously, there's still a big group of people that are pulling for him because they're talking about the stuff that he's doing outside of the ring.
And I think, and trust me, his legacy, he's building his legacy in a different way.
Oh, for sure.
That stuff that he's doing, I'm telling you, man, my goodness.
Can I ask you a question, Evan, just for your perspective? Because NXT is kind of, it's a good example, but I don't think it's the most ideal example because there's a lot of like indie goodwill, right? So let's say you're on the undercard of Raw or SmackDown and you put in work, you're training, you're eating right, and then they say, hey, look, man, we don't have anything for you here, but we want you to be the face of NXT UK. For example, do you make that jump with a brand that needs that help?
Yeah,
to get depends you to be the face of it.
Are you personally the person who's like, I'm good?
I'd go because Manchester United is my favorite team. So.
All right. Well, who are the Premier League champions this year? It ain't United. It's not United.
We'll talk about that later.
I say
we too busy hanging our arms are tired hanging up so many banners over the past 100 years.
Oh, yeah,
but that's neither here nor there.
Dusty and crumpled now with new stuff here. Let's go, City.
Chill. But y'all just been around five. Manchester City been popping for 5 seconds. I can't stand City fans.
We popping beyond right now.
Y'all have one dude. Come in with a little bit of oil with a whole bunch of billions, and now y'all talking. But anyway, listen.
Go Chevrolet. Go Chevrolet.
I cannot stand City fans. But anyway, listen. Shout out to Old Trafford. But listen, I'd go to UK because I'm on my mentality is like, oh, if you really say you need me to help, if you believe me enough to be, wait a minute, you're saying I can be the guy at NXT UK, and I can you feel like I'm popular enough to like boost ratings and drive people over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, yeah.
Because I don't mind being a good company man when I'm especially if I'm on the come up, man.
Yeah,
sure.
But
but...
Hey, everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast, too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
You're right. It's a mentality and what kind of person you are.
Where are
you at? What are you willing to do?
Look at Jazz. Jazz was on Mae Young 2 seasons ago. She had the opportunity to get signed. She didn't get cleared medically. She came back. She trained. And now she's on NXT UK.
Yeah.
And she's been in the game forever.
Grinding. Since I was younger, man. So you're right. It's all about where you're at, what you want to do, what you're willing to do. We get this great match. Candice LeRae, Reyna Gonzalez. Women's action is always good.
I think it's the first time we've seen Reyna. She was from Mae Young as well.
Yep. And then she was in there. She was doing her thing. LeRae wins. She's on a hot streak. I think three weeks in a row. Baszler comes out. The Genius of the Sky, Io Shirai, comes out. Kendo stick in hand. Don't ask me where she got it. Don't ask me where the hussy got it. But she got it. And she was swinging it around.
You say hussy.
Yes, yes. Don't know where the hussy got it. But she was swinging it around. And she was hitting people in the head with the kendo stick. And I was feeling it. The faction came out. I hope they don't break them up. That'd be really cool. When Shayna goes up, they just go
I don't
up.
Think they can't. I think they need to.
You know, just have her just beating up. You mean break them up?
No, don't.
Keep
don't
them together. Them. Exactly. Because that's what I'm worried about with the Undisputed
Era.
Because
I don't think we have a female faction.
Like a legit faction that just beats up people. Beats up other girls in the back.
Yeah. It was a Riot Squad, but they got broken up.
So. Yeah, but they weren't even.
SmackDown they were.
It was a good match. What do you say? You know, put it like this. To me, the women's future is just so bright all across the board. Mm-hmm. They have, to me, like when it comes to like legit star talent, I think they have more as far as, you know what I mean? Like more women spread out through all the brands that are legitimate stars, like that are just need to get polished a little bit than the men. Now, that's why they're unsure with stuff like, because people like Candice LeRae, we're talking about Mia Yim, Io Shirai,
been in it for years.
Bianca Belair. We're talking about like the Casey, who is everyone's favorite, man. Yeah, who's the one, the adorable chick that comes out with, you know, the black chick with comes up with the Mortal Kombat gear on?
Oh, Lacey.
Lacey Lane.
Yeah, that's like the Denver Moon, like 2.0. You know what I mean? Like, no, but there's so much great talent, so I like to see. So what do y'all think about this match, and what do you think about the future of these ladies?
I mean, it's great. I mean, the future, period. I mean, I'm not gonna give any spoilers, but you could see it throughout Game of Thrones.
Well, it's been like a week now, though. The week you better have seen the finale now.
Well, I'm just saying, you see it throughout Game of Thrones. For my folks who are gonna go and see Aladdin, you're gonna see it in Aladdin. Like, you're seeing that prevalence of women in general in all facets. So it's nice to see it in wrestling as well, and not just a pretty face, because they're all pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the talent to back it up, and now you're giving them storylines. But again, it's one of those, it's the catch-22. It's like, we have so many great women, you know, they get stuck behind the locker room. So, like, you know...
so true.
Chelsea Green, she's supposed to be coming back in about a month or something like that.
So much talent, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she was injured, but you know, she's been in the game for a long period of time as well. So, you know, there's going to be so much talent. The problem is if they're going to have the storyline so the talent can, you know, be showcased properly.
What about you, Philly?
Yeah, if tonight's any indication, I have high hopes. And we're working backwards, because you had Io Shirai come out and she had her own weapon of choice.
Sure did.
Robert Brutality, you didn't, that totally defies her stature, right? And it was Equalizer against the MMA group. Before then, you have Candice LeRae, who's in 2017, 2018, wasn't really doing much. She was running with Johnny Gargano. She was like Mrs. Gargano. Now she's actually have a chance to go out there and be on her own. I always confuse her intro with NXT UK's Candy Floss, but when she comes out, I'm like, Candice, that's where it is. But if anyone
Candice LeRae,
I have to give like the props to, it is Reyna Gonzalez, because for someone her size and strength and her conditioning is the way it is now, she can pretty much go. Now, she was on the short end of the stick today. Match, but I think her and that next generation of crop, the one that saw the rookies that beat up a couple weeks ago, my girl Jessie Alaban, Swoon, those are going to be the future of that division. And so I'm hoping there's pretty much a good thing for all of them. You know what I'm saying? Yes, Evan Mack, what's up?
Wow.
It's a good segment, man. It's a really good segment. You go back and watch that match. Candice
somebody
Arrayed.
Please cut that part. He really did somebody please cut that and put down.
Later, that's what I said.
Who?
I put myself now.
Who were you talking
Jessie
about?
Jessie Alaban? The Jesse Show?
She was Mae Young.
Yeah, she was a Mae Young.
Oh, wait. Were you leading? Who's? I think that was last week. Jim was
Jesse
leading.
Jesse Alabama?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I like all her posts.
She's like the girl next door.
I love having to be here again.
But tall.
What is she? What's her ancestry.com?
What's her ancestry.com?
Well, you know.
I actually don't even know.
What is she?
She's not chocolate.
She's not chocolatey?
No.
Doesn't matter. I'm trying to put a face in this. You swoon.
Yeah, I definitely
did. You swoon.
She's a Mae Young. You would know her.
First round, she lost to Conti.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's cute. She's cute.
Right then.
All right. She fit as a fiddle, too. Good for her.
Get them gains.
I mean, I don't know. You can handle all that, Flubbo.
Thank you, Riggins. ESPN TV Talk.
I was floored, but I never. My little maybe tears come out of my eyes. You swooned over the room. Legit tears. But yo, shout out to Jesse. You said that chick like I. But everybody was know who she was. But anyway, no, I'm rocking. I'm gonna do my Google. I'm gonna do my homework. Dang, Jesse Alabama. We get to the main event. Fish Kyle O'Reilly versus my guy. We're talking about swooning. Matt Riddle and Johnny Gargano and his terrible music. That's my guy, man. Undisputed Era gets the dub, but they had a little bit of help because that's why I like. This is why I like them to stay together.
Right.
They're always a threat to beat you because they got another guy coming out of nowhere, swinging all kinds of stuff, doing all kinds of great finishing moves, backbreakers and whatnot. What do you think about this match? Like I said, we're getting to the point where that's a stupid question because they always burn it down, man.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I got to change the question. What do you think about this match? Because they main events, they cut up, man. Match was crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a classic, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, the matches are definitely fish.
Just good. Broken record, bro. Yeah. Like, oh, the classic. It's like they're always put on a good
absolutely
match.
Absolutely good match, yeah. Yep.
I mean, you have Matt Riddle's like the only one who's, I guess, the newbie. But then that speaks to everybody else because it meant that he looked good in that match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So even though he's a newbie, you couldn't even tell that he was a newbie. And it was overall a great match. But they always put on great matches.
They do.
The concern, like we've been saying every week, is, you know, when they do make that call up, will it be, you know, lost or will it be something? Because I would want them to do the call up where they're all together.
Sure. All right. Me too. Absolutely.
That's, you know, we talk about this. Oh, that's Bay right there.
That's Bay.
But she all right though. Right. She all right. She definitely she got a little she that she her ancestry.com is probably a little bit of intricacies in there or somewhere. Mm-hmm. But Jesse Alabama.
I agree. The main event was pretty dope. I said I would give the man the match to Fish. I think it's the longest match I've seen him since his return.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, but he definitely was a setup man between, and also Matt Riddle too. As much as I always poo-poo on his character.
But he always has a couple good spots.
The matches were great. I mean, he went one too many off with the palm strikes, but we saw the floating bro. We saw him try to go for the bro. I mean, it was pretty much a complete total performance. I'd be the one match I would pull from if I had to show somebody. Yo, this is what Matt Riddle can do in a tag match
with different
storylines happening with them.
Yeah, you're right about that. Like I said, we get back to the whole thing like we talk about this a few weeks ago about if you bring those guys up, please bring them up together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will drown, man. It's not about lack of ability. It's they will drown. They all look alike if you line them up to the mainstream fan that lines those guys up. If they did not have an Undisputed Era shirt on, they'd be like, who are these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream fans would be like, we don't know. You bring them all up as the Undisputed Era, man, and have to make an impact.
Yeah.
What annoys me the most about how they don't do this anymore, why do people remember when The Shield came out? Everybody hated The Shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then everybody started loving The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
The Shield would come out and put your favorite wrestler to a table and put their three fists up there, throw the peace sign out, and y'all be like, boo! but they would always get over.
Yeah.
And they forced that faction out people's throat. This is a different kind of faction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do it a different way, and they wrestle a different way. I think it'd be great if you make them the new Shield, man. Damn.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks it's one of the best eras? It could be one of the best factions ever.
And it's also great, too, because you have somebody who comes up by themselves, right? You have the WWE Universe. They might not relate to that person.
Sure.
So they put that person off the side. Now you have almost like a boy band. You have four or five people, three people, whatever. Then somebody might see themselves in that one particular person, and they might not care about the other two. But that at least gives everybody, like, you know, now there's at least a spotlight on everybody. because they are a group.
You're right, and it's about this, the boy band factor. We know Adam Cole, he's Justin Timberlake, he's the Michael Jackson of the group. We know he's the one that
Shine. He's going to break off eventually.
And if he does, but my thing about it is, why can't he just break off but always have those guys floating around, though? Right. Like, he can still be solo. They kind of play with it when they will have to all have the gold. But I just, when I see this match like I see tonight and I watch what they, see, there's a monkey wrench.
Right.
Like, the match was teetering, all of a sudden, one of the cats from Let's Be There, boom, 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 Matt Riddle gets done. Yeah. And the crowd's like, damn, business is, what are you going to do? Let's Be There, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to see those guys stick together. Don't break them up. Please don't break those guys up. I'm acting like they're going to break them up. They haven't done it yet, but I'm dreading it, man.
Yeah, I mean, they could pull a New Day and say they're not going to break up.
I don't think that group would, though. Because if you're Adam Cole, he's still pretty young, too. Like, I mean,
how old is Adam Cole?
I think he's like 28.
Oh, he's in his 20s still.
I think, yeah, he's
good
young.
For him,
but he can still, like, break off and do something. And, and Roderick's a little older, but then, you know, he's also, that's one of the best things for him, because he would totally disappear if he was on SmackDown. Right. You know?
That's not, you know, we're saying this because, you know, people like, they'll we're saying the wrong way. It's not about us. It's what would happen. I'm telling you, I thought one of the hottest talents was Tyler Breeze. I thought one of the hottest talents was Ty Dillinger. Mm-hmm. I thought I could go on to people about hot talents. Oh, Shinsuke Nakamura, anyone? Mm-hmm. Is for all his international. Where's Shinsuke? Y'all can't tell me where Shinsuke's going right now?
I haven't seen Shinsuke. Well, he's probably vacation right now.
But I think there's a little bit more than that. That goes my whole thing where I think to me, you really do have to have grasp on English in WWE.
Fair.
And people don't like that, but that's reality. These Midwestern people, these places you go, these upper state places you go, they're like, And I think that hurt him, man. I read this. It's these little things that hurt people, and his lack of being able to cut a strong promo in English hurt him. No one has to agree with this, but I can go through foreign wrestlers. They do not get over unless they have a great manager.
Yeah. He did so well in NXT, though. Yeah.
Well, no, I disagree. I like Shinsuke as a character, but he was definitely signed very, very late in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his intro because they made it into an event when he came out.
Right.
It was an event.
But I can't think of a strong feud he had. He had Joe in NXT, Jinder Mahal and AJ. Those feuds were okay and serviceable, but not the ones that burned it down for someone of his caliber. I always felt like he was being held back.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Oh, he was being held
back. Once he got called up, they didn't do him, they did him a disservice.
Absolutely.
Just like they did Asuka a disservice. You know, like the fact that when they both got called up, like the fact that, you know,
both Wonder Rumble or whether
they didn't have the language barrier wasn't an issue because they were both over.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you gave him the belt for a period of time, like that, they could have rode that wave.
Oh, I agree with that.
And then start again.
If they pulled the trigger, I just think ultimately the lack of that connection with fans, I'm telling you, it ultimately hurts wrestlers. And that's not just about foreign speaking people. If you cannot connect with these, keeping it real. I've been around too many wrestling fans, and I see the crowd. And I know what they look like. They ain't a lot of bees walking around there, man.
Yeah, you want people to look like you.
And I'm just saying, if that threatens people and people feel weird, and they're like, I don't like that person because I don't understand what's this Japanese tradition, and they get weird. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting people know how it
not
is.
Not even Japanese. How to Shelton Benjamin.
Like,
he's in South Carolina.
You know what I'm talking about. That just goes with my point.
Jinder Mahal was a one. I mean, we see that. We see the patterns.
That's the best word. Pattern. Yeah,
we see the patterns with all of
but
it.
But you're right. They had that moment. They had the moment,
and they poo-pooed on it. We know why they did, because if you watch the Zeta Zhang interview, the first one,
Women's Wrestling Weekly,
the first one she's talking about. You watch that, and you know they were planning on doing a whole Asian invasion, essentially WWE. So that's why you saw. You know, not taking anything away from their talent, but that's why you saw, you know, Asuka and everybody else coming over.
Okay.
And then the moment that, you know, didn't happen, that's why John Cena's learning Mandarin.
Okay.
Like, there's a whole thing, and they didn't quite cross over. They're like, all right, cool. And then I think that was around the whole India thing, and Jinder Mahal won the belt.
Absolutely.
Conveniently.
Absolutely. Trust. Bosa in the chat was like, Vince has a problem with the language barrier, with people that can't grasp the language barrier. He has, I'm telling you, man, it's true to what I'm saying, guys. I wish this wasn't true, but Vince is in the back thinking just like me, like, oh, bruh, you got to cut this promo, bruh.
Yeah, but that's where, you know, education and, like, I mean, if you look at the Lucha House Party, they could take that and educate people on luchadors.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you could just look at what they do for Black History Month. They say they show the same video for the last 5 years, the last 10 years. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. You know, if they did put in a little bit more effort to educate the population, then you can appreciate the luchadors. Then you can appreciate them.
I love that.
Is it going to happen? Probably not.
I hope you're right about that, because I get it. I don't know if they have the patience to do that and patience to build with such great culture, like the Japanese culture, the Mexican unknown. Culture.
Yeah, sure.
Like, we're talking about amazing cultures, though. I don't know if they have the patience to be like, this is why you should care about Shinsuke.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you shouldn't have a woman go undefeated all the way to WrestleMania and then take the L to Charlotte. You have 975,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, it's one of those things where I get really worried about people like going all the way back to what I'm talking about, Undisputed Era, and wrestlers just dying.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just get nervous, man. Yeah. Yeah.
You said Asuka's still very much over. She is, but you know, when they partner her up with Naomi, that was weird.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. No, and think about Asuka, because Asuka could cut. She could cut like six words, perfection, and you believe it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even it's not about her speaking it well. She believes what she is saying. She's like, no one is ready for Asuka. I'm like, damn,
let's do it.
That's all you need to say.
That's it. Like when she was like, I'm gonna be WWE champion. No one's. She's like, you can't beat me.
Right.
Like that's what I'm talking about when she says that.
And then you give
that,
it to Charlotte for what, the sixth time. Was
yeah,
it?
But then she does that. She'll do that smirk and she'll look at you. That's you when she used to cut the promo when she's like by the little pool sign. Yo, that's
what
works, man.
I had armchair booking ideas for Asuka. I won't even go into that because we're almost out of time. But
so, give me final thoughts, man. We'll get around the table. Give me final thoughts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This episode of NXT says a lot about the future of the brand and where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. NXT TakeOver 25, which is, I think, the sole takeover not attached to a pay-per-view is coming up. Definitely doesn't look like one of the bigger ones on paper, but I can guarantee you this one here may have the best upside with Tyler Breeze coming back and definitely that four-way title match. I'm excited for it.
So go ahead, TK.
I was saying, like, you know, I think we had talked about it maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago where it just felt like NXT, there was a switch where, like, the main roster had some better story ideas than NXT, where it was the opposite for a while. So it feels like they're revving up. Like, you know, they're setting these storylines in play, especially with Tyler Breeze coming back and giving, you know, Velveteen something legitimate that you can kind of sink your teeth in. So I'm excited for it, and I'm excited even past the takeover what they're gonna do leading up to SummerSlam.
Yeah. So at this point in time, we got Riddle. What was it versus Roderick?
Riddle versus Roderick.
Then we got the fatal four way ladder match thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Gargano versus Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Breeze and Dream. Mm-hmm. So that's what they have slated right now.
And Io Shirai and
Shayna. Io Shirai and Shayna Baszler.
Yeah,
but that could be Shayna's L. Could be.
And I'm saying is, even though of all the takeovers this year, it's not attached to a big four, so you won't have like the international. Like
that's what this is very interesting.
But that's what I'm saying. I still think it might be an awesome takeover.
And I like that they're doing this. They're standing on its own. It's very interesting.
And Shayna could take the L and it won't be a big deal. She's so established.
That's what I
mean. Meaning, like, character-wise, she takes the L and then they proceed to beat up the winner the next NXT.
Yeah, Shayna, she has a pretty solid spot as far as where her character is, what it is. On, I think, any roster right now, if she got the call up and her whole crew came and just beat the brakes off of Becky Lynch, or she beat the brakes off Bayley, Bayley probably would be the target. Or, well, they're both faces, but you'd be like, man, they just. What, matter of fact, go to Monday night, be one of them up, go to SmackDown, be the other one up. And you'd be like, okay, Shayna Baszler just lost, but she's here.
Shocking the system.
Shocking the system, so to speak. Come bring it all back to Undisputed Era, man. Yeah. Before we wrap this bad boy up, man, tell the lovely people at home where they can find you, man.
Yeah, man, on Twitter, at Flobo Boys, on Instagram, at Flobito, and at Flobito.com.
If you want to eat cocoa butter, body scrubs, all that good stuff, you can go to centerincompany.com to get that. We also have candles, all that good stuff for you. We're also on Instagram, and you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, as well as other TV shows, etc., etc.
Centerincompany.com. Centerincompany.com for all y'all cocoa butter needs, man.
That's so your boy
Evan T. Mac, Instagram, man, Twitter. Flobo want that cocoa butter for Jesse Alaban.
It's a family show.
I'm gonna see. Listen, you tell yourself that.
Soon is PG.
Is it
rubbing cocoa butter on her arm is PG?
Is it?
They gonna be fired, man.
Your swoon had a couple layers to it.
I'm just saying.
Yo, Instagram and Twitter, man. FT Mac. Yo, I'll see y'all next week, man.
Ciao.
Swoon.
solo so-so. Labels trying to get me, they trying to sign my flow for me worldwide, and you keeping it local. Don't blame me cause your girl wanted a photo.
Oh, yeah. I'm so photogenic. Take a picture,
doll. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.